Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
97404.
Thank
Where
you.
Are you located?
I'm in Alabama.
Okay.
Could you repeat that zip code for me?
7.
I'm sorry. I was asking if you could repeat that zip code, please.
97404.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please. And could I have your first and last name, please?
George Brown.
Thank you for that. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
485 Spring Creek Drive, Eugene, Oregon.
Thank you for that. So I do see here that you were charged for the Bite Tub. That is a meal plan app. It shows you how to use real foods to boost your energy. Also cut out sugars and carb cravings, and it was for the
I did not order that.
Okay.
I did not order it. All that I seen was a $5 charge for shipping. I just made a purchase through Home Depot, and there was a survey, and there was a $5 shipping charge was all I was supposed to be charged. I want that totally taken off. I do not want that product, and I want my name off the mailing list.
Well, it was for the chance to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner in a raffle.
I don't care. I want the $9.89 charge off of my card. I want a credit, and I would like a confirmation to that credit sent to my email address.
Okay, well, I can reduce the price of that app to $20, so it's at a discount.
Nope, I do not want it.
Okay, and so I did go ahead and get that canceled. As far as a credit, it did state there in the terms and conditions about the $59.89 charge and that it would be for that Bite Tub app and you would be entered in a raffle for a chance to win that Dyson vacuum cleaner.
No,
so
that needs to be, that there was no information like that at all. It just asked me for my credit card information to enter into the contest for the $5, and that was it. It did not say anything about that, unless it was in your fine print somewhere. And you know what? I'm going to report you guys to the Better Business Bureau. This is ridiculous.
So with you agreeing to the terms and conditions, it is a valid charge.
No, I didn't.
But what
no,
I can do for you as a courtesy is a $55 refund. That is minus our $5 non-refundable setup fee.
Fine, do that. And send me confirmation via email.
Okay, well, we wouldn't be able to send an email. I can give you a cancellation number.
Hang on a moment. Okay, go ahead and give me.
It's C as in Charlie.
Yes.
330-24-2290.
Okay, that's C as in Charlie, 33024290, correct?
Right. That is correct.
Okay.
And that credit can take up to 3 to 5 business days. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
Nope, that'll do it.
Thank you for calling customer support and have a good one.
Thank you. Bye.